everybody. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Adam.
And today's lesson is an elementary lesson on Chinese Valentine's Day.
Yeah, because you guys are so, or I should say, you girls are so lucky that you get two Valentine's days. Two Valentine's
days. If you're not single.
Right. Well, there's Singles Day, too. And so we've got lots of lessons talking about, you know, really special days. So make sure you guys check those out as well. For today, we have a dialogue between a couple.
Dan and Ruby.
So Dan is a foreign friend.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby is his Chinese girlfriend. And they are just basically talking about their Chinese Valentine's Day.
Yay.
So why don't we go ahead and listen to what they have to say.
Excellent.
Dialogue first time.
Babe, this has been an unforgettable day.
I know, and I'm so lucky to have such a romantic boyfriend.
But I still don't know what to call it. Chinese Valentine's Day or Double Seventh?
As long as you buy me flowers, I don't care what you call it.
I also wrote you a poem to express my love for you.
Oh, darling, that's fantastic. I love poetry.
Here goes. Roses are red, violets are blue, strawberries are sweet, and so are you.
You are so adorable. Happy Double Seventh, darling.
Happy Double Seventh, babe.
Dialogue, second time.
Babe, this has been an unforgettable day.
I know, and I'm so lucky to have such a romantic boyfriend.
But I still don't know what to call it. Chinese Valentine's Day or Double Seventh?
As long as you buy me flowers, I don't care what you call it.
I also wrote you a poem to express my love for you.
Oh, darling, that's fantastic. I love poetry.
Here goes. Roses are red, violets are blue, strawberries are sweet, and so are you.
You are so adorable. Happy Double Seventh, darling.
Happy Double Seventh, babe.
Okay, so we just heard from Dan and Ruby. And the first thing Dan says is, babe, this has been an unforgettable day.
Unforgettable.
Of course, you could sing that.
Yeah.
And basically, he means he will never forget it.
That's right. He can't forget it.
It was such an amazing, wonderful day. It's in his mind forever.
Forever, right?
Right.
All of us have unforgettable experiences, unforgettable times.
Right. So if you have a, big concert that you go to, that will stay in your memory forever. You will never forget. It's unforgettable.
Sure. Actually, even in China, I've met many people with unforgettable names.
Yeah.
Like Starbucks, Dinosaur.
Very. Yeah, you definitely will remember those people.
Always remember them.
That's awesome. And what does Ruby say?
She agrees. She says, I know, and I'm so lucky to have such a romantic boyfriend.
Right. So, lucky adjective?
It's an adjective here.
And you guys probably know the word luck.
Luck.
So, to have luck, you are lucky.
You're lucky, exactly. And it really means the same thing, right? To have good luck means
right.
to be lucky.
Right. So, when I go to Las Vegas, I'm actually very lucky and I always win lots of money.
Wow.
And I pay for my trip from my winnings.
Wow. I wish I had that good luck.
It's fun. And what is she lucky with?
She's lucky that she has such a romantic boyfriend.
Right. So if you're romantic, you buy flowers for your girlfriend. You maybe cook dinner.
Right.
Spoil her. Give her lots of things. That kind of thing.
That's right. That's right. A lot of people always think France is very romantic.
Paris is a romantic city.
Yes, yes, yes.
Full of romance.
Full of romance and French people.
That too.
Now, Dan has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not a huge problem, but a small problem.
Right. He still doesn't know what to call it.
Okay, so of course you guys know by now we are talking about Qixi, this great Chinese Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also call it Double Seven.
So July 7th, I'm guessing, is Chinese Valentine's Day?
It's, using the lunar calendar.
Okay, yeah. So not July 7th.
Right. seventh day of the seventh month of the lunar calendar.
Right. So two options, Chinese Valentine's Day, Double Seventh, both okay.
Yep, call it whatever you want.
Right.
And actually, that's what Ruby kind of says here too, mm-hmm. right?
She says, as long as you buy me flowers, I don't care what you call it. I agree with Ruby here.
I think she is very, very clever here.
Yes.
So as long as this little pattern is going to be our grammar point of the day.
Mm-hmm. And basically means if you do this.
Mm, right.
So as long as you do this, if you do this,
right.
this will happen.
Exactly. Like if and only if
yes.
you do this,
yeah.
yeah, this will happen.
Exactly. So kind of cause and effect.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, kind of interesting here because we hear that Dan is romantic,
mm-hmm.
but we don't really know until now just how romantic he
mm-hmm.
is.
Very romantic. No one has ever done this for me.
Really?
Right. But Dan has written a poem to express his love for Ruby.
Okay, so a poem here.
Right, so a poem, we also call this a verse, maybe. Mm. Sometimes they rhyme.
Right. It's not a story.
Right.
It's not, it's kind of like the words in a song.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like a letter, so we call that prose. So prose is like an essay or a letter.
Right.
That type of thing. But
right.
this is more romantic.
It's more romantic, exactly. And romantic things, you know, like flowers you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
a poem here.
Chocolates.
Even writing a song.
Mm-hmm.
These are all ways that you can express your love.
Right. And if you're expressing something, you're just saying it.
You're saying it, you're showing it.
Right. So the poem expresses his love, shows his love.
Now, for language learners, this word is really, really important because oftentimes it's hard to express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you want to say, but it only comes out as blah.
Right. It's frustrating.
Mm.
So, and even people in love, sometimes it's hard to express that love.
That's right.
So Ruby gives a great response to this poem that Dan wrote for her and says, "Oh, darling, that's fantastic. I love poetry."
Okay, so darling is another pet name here.
Right. Dear, honey.
Babe.
So what does Ruby think is fantastic?
Well, she loves poetry.
Right. So what's the difference here between poem and poetry?
Poetry would be like poems in general.
Right.
All poems.
The big category, like literature
yes.
kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
And what is the poem?
Well, I like how he starts it. He says, "Here goes." And you can kind of say that before you do anything.
Here goes nothing.
Here goes nothing, yeah.
It just means I'm going to give it my best try.
Yes, yes. "Roses are red, violets are blue, strawberries are sweet, and so are you."
Aww, yeah. Romantic.
Pretty romantic, right?
Yes. And Ruby agrees, and she says, "You're so adorable."
So adorable.
So cute.
Super cute.
Super cute.
Yeah.
Very sweet as well.
Yes, yes.
Because if someone looks adorable, it means they're physically cute, like
right.
a baby.
Or a dog.
Or a dog.
Puppy.
But they can act adorably too. So this poem, him writing the poem, is adorable.
Right.
And she says, "Happy double seventh, darling."
And he says, "Happy double seventh, babe."
All right. So we've just discussed the dialogue. Now let's take another listen to it.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Babe, this has been an unforgettable day.
I know, and I'm so lucky to have such a romantic boyfriend.
But I still don't know what to call it. Chinese Valentine's Day or Double Seventh?
As long as you buy me flowers, I don't care what you call it.
I also wrote you a poem to express my love for you.
Oh, darling, that's fantastic. I love poetry.
Here goes. Roses are red, violets are blue, strawberries are sweet, and so are you.
You are so adorable. Happy double seventh, darling.
Happy double seventh, babe.
Dialogue, second time.
Babe, this has been an unforgettable day.
I know, and I'm so lucky to have such a romantic boyfriend.
But I still don't know what to call it. Chinese Valentine's Day or double seventh?
As long as you buy me flowers, I don't care what you call it.
I also wrote you a poem to express my love for you.
Oh, darling, that's fantastic. I love poetry.
Here goes. Roses are red, violets are blue, strawberries are sweet, and so are you.
You are so adorable. Happy double seventh, darling.
Happy double seventh, babe.
So we just heard that dialogue between Dan and Ruby one more time, and this poem.
This poem.
So have to say, whenever you want to write a very simple poem for someone to be really romantic, you can start by saying roses are red, violets are blue, and then you can rhyme the next two lines.
Yes. Yeah. So the easiest way is to say something is sweet.
Yes.
Right? We said strawberries, but we could say ice cream.
Sugar is very common. Yeah. Yes.
And so are you. But you can also have lots of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can put anything after that as long as you is in there, right?
Yes.
It has to end with you because you rhymes with blue.
Yes. So here's one for you that Adam and I just wrote just for our listeners.
Oh, don't tell them that. We stayed up all night just because we want to express how happy and thankful we are that you guys are listening to us.
Right. So here it is. Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
This poem was great.
And so are you.
Yay. So what are you guys doing for Chinese Valentine's Day?
Right. And what's the difference between Chinese Valentine's Day and Western Valentine's Day?
Right. And what do you choose to call it? Do you call it Chinese Valentine's Day or double seventh?
Right. Okay. As always, let us know in the comments. Please leave any other questions you have. Thank you for listening.
And take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye.